Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
I've jotted down some of the things characteristic of a sluggard. He lives by such phrases as these. What time is it? And usually you hear that about 20 times a day. He's a clock watcher. Or he says this, do just enough to get by. Or, do this the easiest and the quickest way. Just get it done. That's a sluggard. Bill, when he lived in Irving and was working with me in our former church, worked with a young man who was a sluggard. And his favorite motto was, work is a drag. That's another characteristic phrase of a sluggard. Work is a drag. And the result, he is dragging himself all around the job, the shop, the office, day after day. And if you're a diligent worker, you have to pick up the pieces that he leaves all the time. They're hard to work with. Now, I find in the book of Proverbs characteristics of a sluggard. And I'm going to slug it out with you right now. Proverbs chapter 6 is the first place to turn. The first characteristic is he has trouble getting started. Proverbs 6, verse 9. The reason I say that is because of the way Solomon writes this ninth verse, directed to the sluggard. He has trouble getting started. 6, 9. How long will you lie down, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? You'll notice the two questions. How long and when? Now, frankly, those questions trouble the sluggard because he lives by the motto, tomorrow we've got to get started on this job. Or just a little bit longer and we'll have to get underway. Or as you've seen the picture of the two guys, just as lazy as they can be, with their feet propped up on the table, looking at each other saying, tomorrow we just got to get organized. Now, that's the word of a sluggard. How long and when? He's slow getting started. And you'll notice the response comes just like we read in chapter 24, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. That's his answer. He doesn't know when he's going to get started. He knows as long as he's able to sit there and relax, he's got it made. And so his answer is, I don't know when. Just a little longer and I'll get going. Or as you hear around homes these days, just a minute. You ever heard that around your place? Honey, come on in. It's time to do just a minute. The second thing I notice about a sluggard is that he is restless. He is restless. Chapter 13, verse 4, describes the sluggard as one who is filled with craving, but they're never fulfilled. Filled with desires that are never implemented. 13:4, the soul of the sluggard craves, but gets nothing. The soul of the diligent is made fat. Now, a sluggard can be extremely creative, but he has trouble getting on the track. He has difficulty getting started, motivating himself to get the job completed. He's filled with a lot of ideas, and in fact, he's even restless with the ideas. But he can't put feet to the ideas. Sluggards often call themselves idea men. That term always bothers me. Oh, I'm the idea man around here. Meaning, I don't do a blessed thing, but I get all the ideas. It says his hands refuse to work. He gets the ideas, but he doesn't carry them out.
Take a close look at yourself as an employee. Do you do your best at work? Or are you a sluggard? Pursuing excellence is a rare commodity in the workplace, but as Christians, it's what we're called to do. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, You and Your Job, Part 1, was copyrighted in 1973, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2015 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.